Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. In the Christian world, there is a major controversy surrounding the book and the movie, The Shack. And the reason for that controversy, there are some major theological problems in the book and the movie. That's the headline. In one moment, David James will join me to explain these theological problems with The Shack.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What would you say are some of the biggest theological problems in the book and or the movie?
The first I would say is the way God is presented. The Father, Papa, God the Father, called Papa in the book and the movie, is actually portrayed by Octavia Spencer, who is a black actress. Jesus is portrayed as kind of a cool, flannel-wearing, shirt-wearing Middle Eastern carpenter who's played by an Israeli actor. Obviously, the issue with God is a problem because you have such Eastern thought there of the goddess being presented there, and God is not presented that way in the Bible at all. He's always presented as masculine and as a husband and as masculine. And Jesus, we know that Jesus is not coming back to the earth and not interacting directly with humans until he returns to establish his kingdom. He's not coming back as a cool flannel shirt-wearing carpenter. He's coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And then the Holy Spirit is portrayed also by an Oriental woman, a well-known Japanese actress, and the name of the Holy Spirit you use throughout the book is amazingly Sarayu, which is actually from the ancient Indian language of Sanskrit, which is the cradle of pantheistic thought with their millions of gods and goddesses. Another thing is that there's repentance in the book without forgiveness. Everyone is considered a child of God from the beginning, so there's no idea presentation of the gospel. When the idea of God's wrath is presented, God the Father, Papa acts as if he doesn't know what they're talking about. Another issue is Papa actually has the nail scars in his wrist, which is another heresy where all three members of the Trinity were actually present at the crucifixion. And this just barely scratches the surface what I consider some really deep issues. The idea that everyone saved is perhaps one of the most, and therefore the opportunity to present the gospel just is not there.
David James with the concerns, theologically, that we have with The Shack. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The publication of The Shack in book form and now a movie is a sign of the times, the end times, and God's prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible. Notice I said the Bible, not a fictional novel. A student of the Bible, and especially a student of Bible prophecy, must look to the Word of God as the final authority. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that in the last days men shall have itching ears and turn away from the truth and shall turn unto fables. That's where the church is today. It's evidence that we are living in the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...